Speaking of Reliability, a podcast with good friends talking with you about reliability engineering topics. Welcome to Speaking of Reliability. Today's short is brought to you by Kirk Gray.
Well, for those who have listened to my podcast before and looked at some of the notes, you know that I've written a book called Next Generation, Halt and Haas, Robust Design of Electronics and Systems. And I've been asked, what is the reason I wrote this book? And that's because Greg Hobbs did write a book about Halt and Haas, but it was mostly a sales manual. It didn't say a whole lot about how to actually apply it and the cautions and what to be concerned about and what to be focused on and how to go about planning it and some of the politics behind it. So I wanted to lay that out a little better and with more actual examples, which are very difficult to do. Let me just say that no company will ever let you publish the cause of their failures. That is generally, unless they're court ordered, you will rarely if ever find the true failure, or will companies ever publicly explain it. And that's one of the biggest banes to the future progress of reliability engineering and reliability development of new products, is the fact that we generally cannot share the cause of failures amongst each other. So in the back of our book, we've actually have some appendices, but we had to sanitize because many of the companies that we were writing about the actual stories would not allow their names to be used or to be identified. So that just shows you one of the reasons, another reason I wrote the book. There's not that much information, nor are there many examples of success with Halt out there. Also, one of the things Greg Hobbs never realized back at his time, and when he was developing all these techniques, is that the digital electronics were going to get faster and faster. And signal integrity was going to be probably more of an issue with the speed of the frequency of the signals now. In computing are gigahertz and higher, and they're certainly pushing the limits. And the layers between in circuit boards, the conductive layers, are getting closer together, and everything's getting more compact and dense. And there's probably more interaction, but one of the major, I believe, problems, and creates a very difficult problem to reproduce, is signal integrity problems. That the hardware variation may be marginal for these high-speed signals in some cases. And so that I realized that one of the ways, and I found a company that had used this in New Zealand, let me use an example of their products, that they found through Halt, they found many software issues, because especially with thermal stress, voltage margining, and frequency margining or frequency variations, using those three stresses as variables, you can identify some marginal signal integrity issues. So I partially wrote the book to promote that potential idea for others to carry on. And of course, they will never probably publish if they're successful with it, which I understand. No manufacturer wants to publish or give his competitor the knowledge of how to make a better product. That's kind of foundational. But the use of thermal stress, I believe, is underused, and nobody ever has looked at it from this standpoint. But we know that certainly impedance and even just resistance is directly proportional to temperature. The higher the temperature, the higher the resistance in a piece of wire or a semiconductor. And so we can actually slow and speed up the travel of electrons in these products by thermally changing the temperature, basically step stress. And I found also with digital electronics, it's very difficult to break with thermal stress. You don't generally, you always, almost always reach an operating limit long before you destroy any components. And if you do destroy a component in that thermal halt, that's a very big red arrow pointing to that component, because if you, after you do halt and you do stress to limits for many products, you'll start to realize how strong electronic products are. And therefore, by using that large marginal strength that you have to find the weak units or the weak design becomes very relevant. And in fact, you can go and take probably designs that have had poor field reliability and put them in a chamber. And I would imagine, and many times you'll be able to identify them very quickly, the cause, or reproduce the problem very quickly. So that's the real main reasons I wrote the book, is there's much to be, and I hope that's not the last Halt and Hash book to be written, that there'll be others that also use various step stress, and this is any step stress, and it doesn't require a chamber, because certainly stepping and increasing the frequency of a bus on a PC or something like that doesn't require a chamber, nor does doing a voltage limit, finding the low voltage and the upper voltage doesn't require a chamber. So again, Halt is not a chamber. It's a methodology. It's an approach. And that's another thing I wanted to make sure people understood, that Greg got associated with chambers very early, and a lot of people discounted his approach because they thought he was just trying to sell some special fancy environmental chamber with special fancy vibration. But that wasn't the case. He came about with the ideas long before he had a chamber company. So I don't have a chamber company, never have, never will. And I just want the industry to realize that much of the reliability prediction is a misleading approach. And there is a paper out there, and I would encourage everybody, written by the U.S. It was written by two individuals from the U.S. Army and Dagonta Das from CALS, that its title says it all. The title is Reliability Prediction - A Continued Reliance on a Misleading Approach. And be note that that doesn't say Mill Handbook 217 or FIDES or RELEX. It says Reliability Prediction, A Continued Reliance on a Misleading Approach. And it is a misleading approach. And we have to have a new paradigm, which is stress to limits and find weaknesses, improve those as much as possible to the fundamental limits of technology, and continue on. Stress it during the early manufacturing stage in a HASS, highly accelerated stress screen, to help with that learning curve that every manufacturing line will have with a new product. And that's my advice to you all out there. Go set a new standard, set a new direction, and go prove it to yourself. Go prove to you and the companies that if you step stress, you will find many of the problems that your products have in the field. And of course, reproducing the problem is the only way that you can really consistently address and understand the cause.
Thank you for listening to today's Speaking of Reliability short. We look forward to hearing your stories. Head over to ascendoreliability.com/go/SOR and let us know what's been pivotal in your career. What have you learned that has made a difference?